I'm here with Tom from Armstrong Band, and can you just introduce yourself and the others in the band and what you all do?
Hi, I'm Tom. I'm the singer and supposed frontman. And got Ollie the drummer, Ollie the guitarist, but we call him Jarve, and we got Will the bass guitarist and accountant.
He's an accountant?
He's not, but he does all our finances.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I was thinking, has he got another qualification in?
He's a bit of a nerd, but we need him.
He's there. How did you guys all meet?
We're all school friends. I've known Will the longest, about 15 long, long years. But then, met the other guys at secondary school and just got going from there. Yeah,
Whose idea was it to start a band?
It started off just the drummer Ollie, coming to us and just saying, oh, do you want to just play around in like the music school we had? We started playing there, liked it, and then thought, oh, let's try. Because everyone wants to be in a band.
Exactly, it's cool.
Yeah.
What music school did you go to?
It was just our school in Farnborough, but I had the music department there.
Right.
Yeah, they had these rooms you could like just go in at lunchtime. And then we spent every lunchtime there for like the next 3-4 years.
And just stayed, yeah.
Yeah.
What school was it in Farnborough?
Salesian College, yeah.
Yeah. And then you've got Farnborough Hill Girls, which is like the opposite.
Which we avoided like the plague.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, being awkward 14-year-old boys. Yeah.
Yeah. And what got you into singing and playing the guitar?
The love of attention. I don't know, just I like writing songs and then, just being a musician and singing and playing guitar is like the most fun you can have, I guess. It's just, just be able to write a song which people can sing along to. It's the best feeling.
How do you write songs?
I normally think of an idea on guitar. And then I play that for about 4 or 5 months until eventually the band get annoyed and go, can you please write it? So then I start writing it and then give it another month and then it's finished. But sometimes I need influence, so I need a storyline to it. So I have a song called Bear, which is about, it's about my dad really, but about his friend who, not to bring it down, my dad's friend got cancer. Mm-hmm. And it's about my dad willing to give up some bone marrow so that he could, could carry on living and all that and be treated. So
No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. Just casual history do for friends. And I thought it inspired me to write something. Yeah, so it's just from, I just need to kind of inspiration and story.
That's really good that your dad did that, and it's quite nice.
Yeah, well, he didn't have to do it in the end. I mean, luckily for him, but he was ready, getting really fit for it, trying to lose as much weight as he could just so he'd be able to if he needed to.
So you all take turns writing songs?
It's mainly me who does the actual writing, the lyrics stuff, but Will, he's multi, as well as being like an accountant and our little mini manager and our bass player, he also plays guitar way better than I can. He plays piano, so he comes up with loads of ideas all the time. And I'll normally go like, oh, that's nice, I'll nick that, and then write something to it. But yeah, so it's normally me and Will mainly.
Because I really like the song Morning.
Oh, thank you.
It's really, really catchy. I've played it a few times on B-Radio, as well.
Great.
It's very, very good. Did you write that one?
That was my one, yeah.
That was your one.
Yeah.
Is it about anything?
Yeah, it's actually about, speaking of uni earlier, it's about when I decided to go to uni, I wasn't sure if I was going to go to the same one as my girlfriend. And it started a bit of an argument kind of thing. I thought, I just want to get back to having fun, just, enjoying spending time together. Can we just leave this argument to the morning, I just want to enjoy being with you. Just about that, really.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
In the moment.
Yeah.
Like carpe diem, almost.
Yeah.
And what did you do at uni, just so...
Oh, I did production down in Worthing.
Yeah, you've already told me this, but I just thought we'd highlight.
Yeah.
Nice. And in terms of gigs and who you've been to see, mm-hmm. What's the best one that you've ever been to?
Oh. Again, I don't know why my stories are tragic, but the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert, me and Will got some last minute tickets to that. The best gig ever, because Foo Fighters are my top band. Dave Grohl is God to me.
Mm-hmm.
But then who's even higher than God is Paul McCartney, and surprise guest Paul McCartney walked out, and I was pretty much in tears, and Will laughed at me. But I couldn't help it. It's a Beatle in front of me. Yeah, amazing.
exactly taking the stage.
Yeah.
Does he tour anymore, Paul?
I think not to be a stalker, but he just announced a little tour in Australia, I think, recently. So hopefully he's going to come back around in England again.
Nice.
I need to get tickets.
Yeah, go see him.
I'll get another student loan for it. I don't care. I'm doing it.
Do you go see a lot of bands?
I try to, as much as I can, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try and see just local ones as well, like in the Boiler Room and all that, just mm-hmm. everywhere around here. But yeah, I try and go out as much as possible because it's just, inspiring for writing and just being in the band.
Who are your influences? Influences.
The main one, I think, like I said, probably like Paul McCartney, Dave Grohl and that, and then, but we have a wide range in our band. Like our drummer, he's big into kind of pop punk and all that kind of stuff. So main ones I guess for us would be Foo Fighters, Paul McCartney, Sam Fender, and then I found this artist called Ken Yates. He's like this folk, indie folk guy recently, mm-hmm. and his songwriting's amazing. So you've been listening to him a lot. So he's a big one at the moment.
I'll have a listen to Ken Yates. Yeah, I like it when artists give me other artists to listen to.
He's got a really good new album called Cerulean. I think he did the extended one the other day. Front to back, amazing. Great.
Like, what sort of vibe is it?
Just kind of calm indie folk where it's just catchy melodies, like kind of pop structure, but the lyrics are just really deep and I don't know, it's just a really nice kind of chill vibe, but also just kind of sad, but in the way I like. I don't know.
Like a bluesy jazz almost.
Yeah, more kind of indie folk, kind of Phoebe Bridgers kind of way, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's great.
And the name Armstrong,
yeah.
Who came up with it?
Oh, that was as a result of a massive struggle we had with naming the band. Because we found out the hardest thing to do is to name a band, because every name you can think of is taken.
Mm-hmm.
So we, one day we just got so fed up, we went through 12, 15 different names, and went, we were at Ollie's house, let's all just grab a drum magazine or any magazine we can find, flip to a random page, point to a word, and we'll name it that. So I just picked up a random magazine, opened it up to this random page, and the drummer called Bob Armstrong on there. So, there you go, Armstrong. So, cut a long story short, it's named after a guy called Bob. But that's just desperation, really.
Just, like, random.
Yeah, we just needed a name, and we found one, luckily, yeah.
There's the trumpeter Louis Armstrong, so I thought maybe him?
No, yeah, that's the thing. Once we kind of found that name, there's so many people, Armstrong, but then we went for Bob, I guess, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, fair enough. And when did you start playing guitar?
People who've probably seen me live would say never. But I think I started playing saxophone first, and then because my dad said the ladies love saxophone, and I was about 8 years old, so I was like, nice.
You took what your dad said.
That's what your dad said. I believed him, played that for a couple of years and found no results. So I was like, okay, move on.
Saxophone is really cool though.
I know that now, that's the thing. But being like I realised it was being a chubby, glasses wearing, awkward kid. That was it, not the saxophone, I think. But I started playing guitar shortly after that, just because, every kid wants to play guitar. I've been playing for about 7, 8 years and I've learned 4 chords, really. But it's done me all right, yeah.
Yeah, all songs are like 4 chords, yeah, basically.
That's what you need, that and a capo.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's more than 4 chords, right, aren't there?
I've been told.
Yeah.
I heard the rumours, yeah.
Yeah. And in terms of sort of anything that's coming out now, have you got any music coming up?
Yeah, we're currently writing and recording a lot. We've got one song called Jumpstart, which we're hoping to release kind of later end of this year, October, November time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then we're just doing a lot more writing, trying to get like a string of songs we can release all at once, but mainly Jumpstart, I think, will be coming out this year.
And how's your style of writing changed over, like, as you've gotten older?
I respect, when I first get started, I like the kind of indie out there kind of thing, and then kind of not turning my nose up, but not really going like, I don't really want to write a pop song. But then as I kind of got older, listened to more music, like writing a pop song is one of the hardest things you can do. I just want to kind of aim more towards writing catchy stuff people can sing along to, because that's kind of what music is about anyway, like sharing it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just try and write more in a melodic way than before, I guess, yeah.
Do you have any guilty pleasure songs?
Oh, almost definitely. It's definitely a guilty pleasure song. I mean, Baby Got Back's a classic.
Obviously, yeah.
I think that's right. Yeah, that one's great. Again, I don't really feel guilty about it. It's just an outward classic.
I asked the kit that in the last interview, and he said, yeah, I don't feel guilty about it, but I have...
No, I'll blast that just as loud as anything else. Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you at a gig that you've played?
Oof. Oh, we've had... one time we played a gig in London, and there was this man who was... jolly, let's say jolly.
Okay.
And he came up on the stage a couple of times, started dancing with us and that, until he got escorted out. And then as we left, Will, our accountant, bass player, manager extraordinaire, he got spat on by.
Ew, no.
It's not as glamorous as you think. Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, he does normally get the rough end of the stick. Is that the phrase? But yeah. Yeah, you're not lucky in that kind of way, but it's funny for us.
When you started playing, did you have to wait outside venues because you were too young? Did that ever happen to you?
No, I think we started properly when we were 17, and we were 18 by the time we started getting those kind of gigs and that, so we were quite lucky.
Right.
That way we didn't have any, no one got kicked out since we played or wasn't allowed in, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just got the good timing with that.
And do you... go on TikTok? Do you have a TikTok account for Armstrong?
Yes, we do, yeah. We try and post as much as we can. I've been doing covers and that recently. But yeah, just trying to... We have every social media that anyone has, just to try and get the best chance, I guess, yeah.
Is it just at Armstrong?
I think so. I'm pretty sure it's at Armstrong or Armstrong_band, like our Instagram. I should check, actually. Let's find out. This will make great radio. Have a look. Yeah, I guess we just called Armstrong. Armstrong Band UK. There we go.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
And TikTok.
Instagram Armstrong_band and TikTok Armstrong Band UK to keep it nice and simple.
What sort of videos do you make on TikTok? Is it mainly covers or is it other?
It's kind of mainly covers and just any kind of videos we get if we find anything funny. Just anything. Yeah, just chuck it up there.
Just put that on there.
It's fun anyway, isn't it, really?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And do any of your parents, aunts, anybody do music as well? I'm just curious.
My mum and dad aren't musical at all. My dad, bordering on, doesn't really like music. The only music he says he likes is like, oh, I love Neil Diamond. And, oh, great. There you go. That's about it. And then, yeah, my mum loved music, but again, never played anything, never done anything with it. But me and my sister are both really musical. She's actually... just about to start a touring production of Strangest Things, I think it's called.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool, yeah. So she's doing musical theatre, I'm doing this. Yeah, I don't know how it came about.
It's just randomly,
yeah.
You two.
Yeah, I don't know why, but yeah, it's really cool.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. And is there anything else that you want to plug while you have the chance?
We are playing in Bognor, I think it's called Bognorphenia, on the 9th of September. And this weekend on Saturday, we're playing Millfest at 3:50, I believe. So yeah, come down and see us if you can.
Brilliant. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.